Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said, in which we talk about why money blocks are bullshit. Ooh. So here's what's happened. I'm going to tell you my experience with a money block, with money blocks, with a money block class, with earning money, with not having money, with wealth, with feeling abundance, with manifesting, with all the words that come with money and money blocks, with all the things that are being triggered, which is the really, really nice psychotherapy speak for annoying the piss out of you and making you want to kill things, and the ways that I view money that you might not have heard before, and that might help you kind of move through some money stuff, because maybe your money stuff isn't about money at all, it's about a bunch of other stuff. So if you've got money stuff, this is a good one to listen to. If you're like, I have all the money I need, motherfucker, then any other That's What She Said would be good to listen to right now. First, the whole concept of a money blocks class means that you buy into the fact that that there's something wrong with you and that you need to fix your money blocks, right? So at some point I did this. I took a money block class and I found out that my business had made more money in the previous year than the teacher who was teaching the money blocks class had. And then I was like, oh, well, this is some bullshit. I don't actually have this problem. But I thought I did because a good sales page can make you think that. So first, do you actually have a money block? Meaning, do you actually have a great deal of trouble letting money into your life? Even when people are trying to give you money, you kind of push it or block it. Versus like, dude, money comes into your life and then you fucking spend it, which is a different issue that we'll talk about in a second. Here's what I've come to believe about money and money blocks, and I want you to think of it in a way that has to do with a rock store and a crystal store and my best friend, Doey. It has nothing to do with money. Let me paint the picture. We are in a rock store in Greater Canada somewhere, and there's all this like hippy dippy woo woo shit happening in the store. Like it sells all these like books and chimes and ringy dingy bells and sage and all the things. And we're just wandering around, and I look over and Doey's fine. I look back over, Doey is holding a rock tightly to her chest and fucking weeping. So I am naturally quite alarmed, and I go over to Doey and ask what's happening, and she has something in her hands. Imagine that you cup your hands like you're holding a very small bug that you don't want to crush, or a baby bird, or something like incredibly small and tiny that you're holding in your hands and you want to cup in your hands and not crush, but it's completely covered. And I say, what's going on? What happened? What'd you find? And she kind of opens it like a quarter of an inch, or like a whole centimeter if you're not of the America. And that's that. And she closes again. Like, so we're like, whoop, and I see it, whoop. And I was like, can I touch it? No. Can I see it again? Bloop, bloop. So she won't let me see it. And I just get these little glimpses of this magic rock that she's found that's making her cry. I've found across the board that most of us let money in like that. Like, we're only willing to be paid if something really fucking sucks, right? Like, if you're like, go scrub toilets, we're all willing to be paid for that. But if it's something that we somewhat to moderately enjoy, we start to like, oh no, it's cool, I'm cool, you can just let in like a little bit of money. And the more we enjoy it, the harder it is to receive money for it. So that makes sense that if you want to go and work at McDonald's, they're gonna motherfucking pay you. And if you want to be paid for making your artwork, it's tricky. That's not so much a money block as it is that the more you are seen, the harder it is to get paid for what you're doing. So you're basically paid to be invisible in lots of professions. And when you're being paid to be invisible, you also probably don't enjoy the work as much, so you're going to get paid more for it. But let's take money out of the equation. Let's take being seen out of the equation. And let's talk about all the things that you have to receive that are not money before you get to money. Okay? So if money blocks do exist, which we will pretend for a moment they do exist, you can just block all money from coming into your life. Here are the things you have to block first before you even get to money. First, you have to block acceptance. And the opposite of that is that you learn to receive acceptance, which means that you're willing to be seen, like all the way down seen, not just like sorta, kinda, like this outfit is vaguely me, but then I put a cardigan on top because I got scared and I wanted to blend in, look normal. Anytime that you are consciously trying to blend in or look normal or do what everyone else is doing or follow someone's advice, even though it doesn't feel good, you're not accepting yourself, and there's no way that you can receive acceptance because people aren't seeing the whole you. Cool? Does that make sense? It might not, and that's why it's okay to email me, brandcamponline@gmail.com. Okay, so beyond acceptance, beyond just average everyday accepting yourself and then letting other people see that, which is big and huge, and letting yourself be seen, there are compliments. The fastest way I have to get someone to cry if we're in a coaching session is to give them a compliment that I really truly mean. Not like, hey, I really like your hair, but like, you, when you're doing your work, you are one of the kindest and sweetest souls I've ever met. Your work is exquisite and I adore it. Bang, tears, crying. And then they immediately try and compliment me back. What if, just like you learn to receive acceptance, you learn to receive compliments? What if you treat compliments as a gift that people can give you? And that when someone holds out a gift that is beautifully packaged and wrapped and sincere and from the bottom of their hearts, you would never slap it away and be like, no. You would accept it lovingly and gracefully. And that's what a compliment is. It's just a word gift. So imagine anytime you receive a compliment as the most beautiful, exquisitely Martha Stewart level wrapped package that's being handed to you, and then put out your hands and receive it. Before you worry about receiving money or not receiving money, you'll probably also have to learn to receive help. Meaning, when someone says something and you don't know what they mean, you say, I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean, or I don't know what that is. I was filling out a form today to work with a person, and she mentioned some sort of online modality, social media, and I was like, I don't even know what that is, and I'm not gonna Google it so I can appear smart in front of you and say I know what it is, because I don't. So sometimes help is just asking for help, receiving help is just admitting that you don't know something. It might be admitting that you truly cannot handle the work that's on your plate. It might be admitting that you can handle it right now, but you can't in just a few weeks that you can see coming. It might mean that you hire someone else. That would actually be really good for you. It might mean that you give up the reins of your business for a little while for the short term so that it grows for the long term. It might mean any number of things being received from any number of people, but help often is free, often is coming from the people that live in your home with you, and is actually, in many cases, much more difficult to receive than money. But the more you work on receiving across the board, the easier it becomes to receive money. You're also gonna have to receive your own gifts. Meaning, that thing that you do that's weird, that no one else does, you're gonna have to accept that that's a gift, that that's not just something everyone else on the whole fucking planet can do. When people walk up to me and I ask a single question and they go, blam, and tell me the essence of their life story, but also details and bits and bobs, and then I help them to pull out the threads of truth, and I hold them up and say, okay, what are we going to do with these threads of truth? Because everything else doesn't feel like it matters right now. That's a fucking gift. Most people can't do that. It takes a long time to realize that most people can't do that. With gifts of words, when it comes to writing with humor, but also about sacred things, without being really disdainful of the sacred, and without just giving up on all humor for the sake of seriousness, that's really difficult to do. That's a fucking gift that I have. My ability to be me, regardless of what's going on, is apparently a gift, even though it doesn't feel like one because I get so many weird looks. But again, like, just accepting these are my gifts. When you receive them fully, meaning that you're actually able to say them out loud and then be grateful for them, more abundance, if we want to use that word, just generally more good shit can come to you. When you don't receive your gifts, when you're like, that's not a gift, no, that doesn't even count. No, I can't do that. I can't get paid for that. We can call that a money block, but it's so much bigger than that. It's you blocking yourself from your own greatest talents in the world. That's the fucking travesty. Money, who gives a fuck about money when it comes to not acknowledging your gifts in the world? That's fucking terrible. You're also gonna have to receive your weirdness. Like, dude, my dog is named Hermione Granger. If you prefer the Lord of the Rings books to Harry Potter, awesome. I just don't wanna talk to you about it because I hate the Lord of the Rings books more than anything. And I tried the movies and I just don't fucking care. The end. It's not a judgment against you. It just means that my weird loves Harry Potter. And my weird is willing to have crystals all over the house. And my weird is really concerned about whether the countertop is clear of debris and clutter, but doesn't care as much about whether it's been wiped down every 3 hours from now until the end of time. Like, my weird is different from your weird, and it's okay to exchange weirds, but I also have to accept and receive that my weird is my weird, and it's okay. It's all right. People actually like me more because of my weird. You're also going to have to receive non-judgment, meaning when you do something wrong or say something wrong or something goes wrong, that you cannot judge yourself about it. And that is a practice. When you can be kind to yourself, it is so much easier to receive acceptance and compliments and help and your gifts and your weirdness. So you're going to have to receive your own kindness to yourself. Which, if you didn't listen to the last episode, that's what she said, your brain is an asshole. Go listen. That's the beginning, is identifying when your brain is an asshole. But your willingness to receive your own kindness to yourself, because you're fucking stuck in your own head for the rest of your life until you die, is the ultimate gift you can give yourself. And then after all of these things, after you're willing to be seen and to accept compliments and to accept help and to say you don't know when to do things and to acknowledge that, yes, that talent is a talent. Yes, that gift is a gift. Yes, my weird is just weird. Here it is. Ta-da. And then to not judge yourself for that weird. At that point, you're ready to receive money, which actually, after all those things, money is easy to receive relative to all the other shit. But nobody talks about the other shit. It's so much easier for me to sell you, hey, you're fucked up. You have some money blocks. Let me fix it. In reality, your inability to accept yourself and to show who you are to the world is so, so much more tragic than your inability to accept or not accept money. But that's not as saleable. So watch out for that. And as you learn to let these things in slowly with practice, acceptance, compliments, help, your gifts, your weirdness, your kindness to yourself, and your money, you'll notice that you will feel wealthier regardless of how much money is in your bank account. Because you might have, there's some people are so poor all they have is money, but they don't have their own acceptance from other people. They don't have compliments. They don't have people who will help them. They haven't made peace with their gifts and with their weirdness. They're consistently unkind to themselves, up and within themselves, which I'm not saying I'm fucking perfect. And I'm saying that's a practice. Realizing that it's one of the things you have to learn to accept is really fucking helpful. And you will feel wealthier and wealthier and wealthier regardless of how much money is in your bank account, so that you aren't tying this feeling of feeling wealthy and abundant and joyful and all the fucking words. It's not tied to, I feel wealthy when this much is in my bank account and I don't feel wealthy when this much is, because there are all these fucking inner riches that you have that you can manifest and cultivate and all those fucking words that are super hippy dippy and slightly make me barf a little, like manifest. You can have all of those things in $0 and be so much more alive than the person who has millions of dollars and yet has no compliments, no help, no acceptance of their own gifts, who's constantly mean to themselves, who isn't accepted, who isn't willing to be seen, and yet they have millions of dollars. I will be the fucking $0 happy receiving at peace with myself person any day of the week. How wealthy do you feel? And when you feel wealthy, it doesn't actually matter how much money is in your bank account above and beyond the basics of living. I'm not saying money doesn't matter. I'm not saying nice for you to say, Kristen. I'm saying that there is a minimum threshold you must meet in order to survive. And above and beyond that, it's not money blocks that we're working with anymore. We're working with these much, 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 much deeper issues. We're beyond survival. And now we're talking about how deeply can you accept yourself? How quietly and humbly can you accept compliments? How easily can you ask for and accept help? How willing are you to look at your own gifts and your own weirdness, to look them in the eye and accept them for what they are, which gifts is what they are? How willing are you to look at all your weirdness and your craziness and your madness and your quirks and say, you know what? Yeah, cool. I'm going to be kind to myself today, which is might be the ultimate thing to do. If you take the time to plot your wealthiest financial moments against that, those moments when you have felt the most wealthy, not the same thing, actual financial wealthiest moments, felt the most wealthy, I guarantee it's not a one-for-one ratio that the more money you had, the happier you were. I guarantee that the more you felt truly and totally like yourself, the wealthier you felt, regardless of how much money you had in the bank. One of my favorite fucking memories from college is on Thursdays or Fridays, right around the weekend sometime, the girls and I would come together and we would figure out, okay, based on how much money we have, can we get the $5 Domino's pizza or can we get the Papa John's pizza, which is like super pimpin'. We're talking about four people coming together to do this, so possibly contributing between $1 and $2, okay? And yet, we were so goddamn happy We had everything we needed. We were together. We were having fun. We had our meals and our homework and our laughter. And we could talk about absolutely anything. And it was college and it was great. And I'm not romanticizing that we didn't have any money. I'm just saying that if we're going by pure brokeness, having less than a dollar to my name is actually physically what would happen sometimes. And yet in terms of like feeling the most like myself and alive and surrounded by people I adore, that was one of the wealthiest times of my life. If you can separate the two, the feeling wealthy from the physical financial situation, you were on your way to the two of them coming together so that you have both the abundance of feeling and the abundance of finance. But focusing exclusively on the abundance of finance to the detriment of accepting yourself, letting yourself be seen, really calling out your gifts, owning your weirdness, and not judging yourself, you're doing yourself a massive disservice, and no amount of classes about money blocks in the whole world is gonna fucking help. Feeling deeply and truly soul wealthy. I don't have a better word. I'm sorry for that phrasing. Soul wealthy comes from being loved all the way down. If you don't let yourself be all the way seen, you can't be loved all the way down. Whether we're talking about personally, in your work, or in financial matters, being seen is the piece nobody talks about when they get caught up in talking about retirement planning and 401ks and investments and stocks and bonds and all that stuff. When you're holding mask after mask after mask in front of yourself, the good bits and the vibrant bits and the alive bits that people share with you can't reach you. And then way deep down, you feel deeply poor, sad, and empty, despite how many dollars are in your bank account. Often, not always, but often, your feelings of wealth have less to do with money than with the way you've chosen to let people see or not see you over and over through the years. Money will never ever fill you up like love or meaning or the deep holy places you reserve for the magic and mystery and wonder of your life. Money will never ever fill you up like love or meaning or the deep holy places you reserve for the magic and mystery and wonder of your life. What you've got is not a money block problem in most cases. Though that might be an issue, the bigger, deeper issue, the thing behind the thing, is how willing you are to be seen, how much you're hiding, and how willing you are to stop hiding. Because that is going to be the piece that unties all the other pieces that allows you to receive all the good stuff in your life, not just dollars. Also, finally, to end this, money skills and money blocks are different. You might be great with earning money, but then it just disappears. Blah, there it went. That's a money skill you're missing, saving and planning, not a money block. A money block means you're incapable of receiving it in the first place. Cool? So what I would love is to feel out, first, talk to me, and I'm fucking serious. You people who I'm talking to on the phone, and you're all like, well, I listen to your podcast every week and I talk back, and you've never heard from me ever for any reason. Fucking talk to me, dude. Reach out. Tell me what you're thinking. Tell me what this made you feel. Tell me what this made you question. Talk to me. Ask me questions. See how this feels in your body. See if it helps. See what you can try out. And if you need action steps, when I'm at brandcamponline@gmail.com, in case you forget, or just go to Brandcamp blog and hit the contact button. The first place to notice is to where can you allow yourself to be seen, to not hide, to show. So show your bio on your website, stop hiding behind your logo, give yourself some colors and some pizzazz, whatever it is, let yourself truly be seen in small ways. When you feel like, I don't know if I could publish this because it feels too vulnerable, you are on the way to receiving acceptance. Notice when you receive compliments, what your habits are there. Notice when you receive help or push it away, notice what your habits are there. Notice when you deny your own gifts. Hint, you probably use the word just. I'm just a writer. I'm just a photographer. I'm just an artist. I'm just. Ban the word just from talking about what you do with your life. Notice where you downplay your weirdness. Be like, oh, these are just my boots. No, these are my golden goddess of amazingness. Fucking just the greatest cowboy boots on the face of the planet that were once $12 at the local thrift store and that I wear with great pride because they're weird and lovely and wonderful and golden, sparkly, and shiny. Okay? Own your weirdness. Where do you downplay it? And then in your own head, which no one can ever know except you, where do you receive your own kindness? And where are you brutal to yourself? Where are you just so fucking unkind that you can kind of hardly believe it? That's a place to notice and to start. So yes, you might have money blocks. You might not. But they are not the issue here. The bigger issue is where you are ability to feel into all the areas of your life and let yourself be truly and deeply wealthy at the level of your heart and your soul and being seen and accepted and loved and adored. And this goes so far beyond money and business into the root of all that makes you human. So that, just all that, thrown down in a couple of minutes. So please talk to me. I'm on Instagram, KKALP. That's me, KKALP. I am on the Facebook, facebook.com/brandcamp. I'm at brandcampblog.com. But mostly, I would really just love for you to email me. Tell me what you think. Tell me what your questions are. Tell me what's like, yeah, but Kristen, you don't know about blah, 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 blah. Fucking tell me about blah, 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 blah. Because no, I don't know. So tell me. brandcamponline@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. And anytime somebody's trying to sell you something that says there's something wrong with you and we got to fix it, watch out. What are they really selling? Is there really something wrong with you, or is there something way deep down that isn't an easy solution that might take work? Because usually it takes work, and that's way harder to sell, but it's the truth. Cool? brandcamponline@gmail.com. I'll talk to you next week, guys. Bye.